The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Oh yeah, it's controversial, all right. 5 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And it's Monday, December 12, 2022. Finally, I get Dr. Eric Napudi on the phone. Actually, he's on Skype. So when you dial us in on Rumble and Brighteon, you'll actually get to watch this. Now, you've been on Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. You've been on the tour, haven't you? Like I have.
Yes, it's the beginning. That's right.
God love you, man. I just really appreciate everything you've done to stand up for the little guy, because the first time that I saw you in any kind of a video was when I drove in Port Charlotte, Florida, where I was at the time taking care of my elderly mom. And I drove past this golf course and I saw several lines of cars all sitting there in a row, driving underneath tents with paramedics on the back end. And I'm going, oh my God, that's not what I think it is. Oh yeah, a jab line. And I'm like, this is, oh my, I mean, it just freaked me out. And I'm just like, this is just nuts. These people are going to get sick. These things aren't tested. And I remember watching you on early videos back after we went into lockdown, March 17, 2020. I was in Florida at the time. I'm not now. But, you know, the thing is that I'm looking at you and I'm going, this guy is out of the box. He's going at it. Oh, they are going to so go after him. Because the government, I mean, this is just the way they behave. I mean, they were jailing ministers in Tampa, Florida, for Christ's sake. And now we've got this situation. And here we have the FTC and the DOJ. Remember what we talked about? Hi there, boys and girls. Can you say selective prosecution? Sure you can. We've got Dr. Eric Napudi on the show with us. Thank you, sir, for coming on.
Well, Dave, it's my pleasure. Love your energy. Love what you're about. I'm all about the truth, my friend. The truth will set us free. So I'm excited to have this conversation.
I am too, because I'm despising them every day of the week. And when I read these people are suing you, what physician's got $500 billion? Seriously.
It's insane. If you think about this, what's going on right now, just so people know, is I made recommendations for people to take vitamin D and zinc during COVID. When 2020 first came, and the medical world said there's nothing that can be done to help yourself. You know, if you contract COVID, go home, take Tylenol, which is the worst thing you could do, and hopefully your lips don't turn blue. I said, wait a minute, there's a 150-year-old homeopathic remedy, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, vitamin C. We know about coronaviruses. There's a common sense approach. Let's do this. So we gave people some hope. We gave people some solutions. Turns out we were 1,000% right about everything that we said, which we knew in the beginning, because I actually have a scientific background and I do trust the science, because there is real science. Well, the government disagreed with my recommendations. And Dave, you're right. They sued me for $500 billion. They said that I violated the COVID Consumer Protection Act, which if you use fraud to profit during COVID, the government could come after you full guns a-blazing. It's a brand new law. Nobody even knew about it till I got sued under it. And basically, they're coming after me, guns a-blazing. They've tried to ruin my life. They tried to ruin my businesses. They've cut out my income by 75% so that I cannot afford my legal fees. So I can't fight this. I mean, but I am, and we are. In fact, we've been pushing back against them, Dave, so hard. I've got them on the run. They don't know what to do because all the data is on our side supporting what we're saying.
Well, you know, and I certainly hope you have a Give, Send, Go account, because I don't trust GoFundMe. Like after what they did to the truckers in Canada, screw them. I'm more about Give, Send, Go. I actually met the lady that owns it, and I really hope that people will donate to this campaign, because, ladies and gentlemen, I got a lot of respect for this man. He's a St. Louis chiropractor. I mean, he's in Kim Gardner's backyard. What a moron. These people are woke blue idiots. I mean, look what they did to the McCluskeys just because they went outside and waved their guns around. Now they're doing the same thing to a local chiropractor that's been standing up nationally and telling people like it is. Now, how many people do you think you would have saved had the government just kept its mouth shut and let you talk?
Well, that's a great question, because as of November the 12th of this year, there was a brand new study that just came out, one of the most conclusive and exhausting studies you could possibly think of. It was a 600,000-person study, not six mice like they did on the boosters, 600,000 people. And by the way, this is the United States VA's numbers. And Dave, what they found was is that if doctors and scientists and politicians were promoting vitamin D as a benefit, we could have prevented 4 million cases of COVID-19 in the year 2020 alone, and we could have saved the lives of 116,000 Americans in the year 2020 alone. Now, that's not Dr. Napudi saying that. That's what the Johns Hopkins, Harvard, all these researchers have found. The bottom line is this, Dave. They suppressed and censored information that could have saved people's lives. Now, the blood of those individuals that died over the last 3 years is on the hands of the government and everybody that colluded with them to suppress this information. Not only did they suppress scientific data, they took away my First Amendment freedom of speech. They took away my ability as somebody in the media to report on the truth, and people died because of it. And we actually have all that data on our website. If people go to fightwitheric.com, that's fightwitheric.com. All that data is there. There's 101 studies that support what we are talking about. That brand new study's out there. All the interviews that we've done and then some are on that website. And there is a Give, Send, Go on that site. People can go to fightwitheric.com because we're winning. We've already won this fight. We just have to get to trial. Trust me. You really think a jury of my peers in the great state of Missouri is going to want to hear, hey, if the government would have let this information out, we might have been able to save, I don't know, your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa. How's that going to work out for them? It's not, Dave.
Yeah, I get it, Eric. And I'll tell you something else. You know, what part of the show me state don't they get? These people think they can come into a state, waltz in here. Has the Missouri Medical Board come after you?
Yeah, five times. And let me tell you this, they came after me multiple times. But here's what's interesting. The reason why they came after me was because of the investigation of the federal government. The federal government falsely accused me of committing fraud, which then opened up the medical boards to come after my license. We've successfully defended it every time. And what's weird about the complaints, Dave, they weren't upset about what I said. They were upset about how many people heard us say it. Some of our videos had 30, 40 million views. And what's interesting to me, if this was about health or care or slowing the spread or preventing sickness and disease, they should have let this message run wild. But it was about keeping you under fear. Now, not only did they come after my license, but the medical board, not the medical boards, but the government colluded with social media, Facebook and Google to suppress our websites, to shut down our ability to market and tell people information that we've been doing for 20 years. They also shut down five of my banks. They froze five of my bank accounts for a civil penalty, by the way, not a criminal, a civil penalty, alleged penalty, alleged violation that I still haven't had my day in court yet. I've spent $3.5 million, Dave, defending myself. I've still yet to be in front of a judge over this whole thing. It is disgusting what they do. They're trying to destroy me and destroy our patient relationships and kill people in the meantime, period.
All right, let me ask you this. How many of your patients that you currently see respect everything you're doing?
Every single one of them. Are you kidding me? Whenever I tell people that I'm being sued by the federal government because I recommended vitamin D and zinc, people are like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
Thank
you. How much is he suing you for? $500 billion? Did you kill babies and look like little baby penguins and stuff? No. I told people, but, and then they say to me, and then every patient says, well, my doctor recommends vitamin D. Everybody I know too takes vitamin D and zinc right now. What about Zicam? What about all these doctors prescribed? Why are they coming after you? And why is the government, by the way, Dave, just so you know, after we showed the government 100 plus studies, the brand new study that just came out, that's the most conclusive study on vitamin D yet. Another study came out November the 28th showing that if you had adequate levels of vitamin D, zinc in your body, you had a 40% less chance of dying from COVID. We showed them this, and the federal government said, well, we've decided to come after Dr. Napudi. We've drawn our sword against him as the first case of the COVID Consumer Protection Act. We are not putting our sword away until there's blood on it. That's what our federal government, Dave, said about this case.
Well, I'm not surprised, but here's the bigger picture. The bigger picture is, and I heard you say this on other broadcasts, and I'm going to really get finite with it here. This is nothing more than an effort to depopulate the United States and the rest of the world, is it not?
Dave, I got to tell you, if you would have said that to me a year and a half to 2 years ago, I would have said you're crazy. There's no way that the government and Big Pharma would collude to depopulate us. But this is Missouri. It's the show me state. And now that the data has come out that they suppressed this information about vitamin D and zinc and people died because of it. This is biblical, my friend. It says in the book of Hosea, people die without knowledge or people die without knowing. That's happening right now. And what they've done with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and all these early treatments, there's no other explanation for me. Explain to me how it's not depopulation, because the truth is on my side. The facts are on my side. The evidence is there, but they're still coming after me, full guns a-blazing, trying to scare and intimidate any other doctor moving forward to not speak up against the government's mandates.
Well, and here's the thing, too. You look pretty damn healthy to me. I would assume, like me, you didn't take the jab or the swab.
No, I have common sense, and I also have free will, and I also have informed consent. And this is what really, pardon my French, pisses me off. But
you
as
got
a
it.
Doctor,
no, you got it right there, sir. You got it right there.
I would go to jail and lose my license if I performed a procedure on you without giving you risk and benefit. You could sue me for all kinds of things, and I would have to pay you. I would lose my license and my livelihood because I didn't give you informed consent. I've practiced 20 years now in healthcare, and that's been beat down in me that you got to have informed consent. None of these doctors were able to give informed consent, and because they weren't able to, the government said, don't worry about it. We're going to give you immunity under the CARES Act, the PREP Act, and the Emergency Act, which if somebody gets hurt, injured, or dies because of a recommendation you make that's for COVID shots, don't worry, you're not liable. And now we've got an increased death rate across the globe of 6-7% all-cause mortality without being COVID-19. It's disgusting. And again, I just keep going back, Dave, that 116,000 Americans could be alive today if doctors and politicians would have talked about the benefits of vitamin D and zinc. Dr. Pierre Corey was in front of Congress last week, in front of Senator Ron Johnson's committee, and he said exactly what I said in 2020, is we should have a national campaign of giving vitamin D to everybody. In fact, I did that. When Boris Johnson, the prime minister of the UK, came out and said, we're going to be giving vitamin D to our sickest, most vulnerable people because it seems to help them prevent severe illness and death, I said, let's do the same. I went to our politicians, asked for COVID help with the money. They said they couldn't do it. I said, I'll do it myself. We bought 2 million bottles of vitamin D and zinc and gave it to people. Now, they had to pay shipping and handling, but dang it, I tried to do my part to give people the truth. And they came after us, stole my life, my livelihood, tried to destroy me. And by the way, that's what the devil does. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But if you stand up against tyranny, and I have to, we don't have a choice. I'm not fighting for me. I'm fighting for all of us. It's like Trump says, they're not after me, they're after all of you, and I'm just standing in the way. And all of that information is at that website, fightwitheric.com. You got to go check it out. It's unreal when you see the merits of the case. There's no way this can possibly go to trial, but I want it to more than you can imagine.
Oh, I bet you do. And see, here's the thing. You know, we have been, ever since I did the first series of interviews with Dr. Judy Mikovits and had dinner with her, and talked to her at great length about reverse transcriptase. And I mean, right out of the gate, as soon as this happened, and I even got it in June of 2021, I was down for 3 weeks, and I managed to get a hold of ivermectin. I managed to take vitamin D. I managed to take a lot of zinc, and I was doing nebulizer treatments with hydrogen peroxide. I was doing everything, and I didn't get the jab, but everybody I know that was getting the jab was dropping dead. And I'm like, okay, see, there is something wrong with this. It's all by design. You got the VA airing this thing up to their keister. And this thing that got filed in the criminal court by Reiner Fulmick, I'm just kind of like scratching my head going, this thing is going nowhere because they're all in on it too.
Well, listen, Dave, at the end of the day, we're all free-thinking, free-willed individuals. Why can't you take vitamin D and zinc and not get a vaccine if you don't want one? Why? Why? And then when they said, oh, it's because if you get a shot, it stops the spread. That was a lie. You want to talk about the COVID Consumer Protection Act? Where's the DOJ and FTC going after Pfizer, Moderna, Fauci, NIH, NAD? They lied and they made hundreds of billions of dollars. They're literally suing me for the profits that they made for COVID. And then they said, well, you know what? It doesn't stop the spread, but it minimizes severe illness, sickness, and death. That's a lie as well. According to the latest research, between 60 and 70% of all people that are dying and sick with COVID are fully vaxxed and boosted. They lied to us, Dave. So why can't we have free will? And why did people easily and willfully lay down all of their responsibilities and their ability to help themselves and help others without even questioning what was going on? That's what bothers me the most, because I'm telling you, it's getting ready to happen again, and they're getting ready to tee up something over the next couple of weeks. And watch what happens. It's going to be all the immunocompromised people that are dying and dropping dead of this new respiratory virus, and you're going to see it affecting a lot of kids. You want to know why? Because now 6 months and older can get these injections. So there's no reason why they're doing that. In fact, other countries have said, hell no, we're not doing that. But the United States has tripled down on their efforts to do that. You got to ask yourself why.
Yeah, because they want to sterilize or kill, depending on what they can do. And to me, you know, they're deliberately setting up a case for RSV and all these kids and for people coming down the road. The fact is, you know, we've been promoting the winter wellness bundle here on this show, trying to get people's immune systems up with vitamin C, vitamin D, silver, all sorts of stuff, you know, potassium, magnesium, anything that they can get in their situation. We carry a lot of different products like by Dr. Edward Group and OptiVita, and it's all natural stuff. It's not synthetic. I gave up Z-Stack because it was totally synthetic, even though it had quercetin. I am really looking for the pure stuff here. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, when we're talking about vitamin D and taking stuff like this, this is not anything that the normal person out there, even if they had regular blood work done as part of their wellness checkup, even with a mainstream doctor. But the problem is, to answer that question that you posited, was it was fear driving the masses believing everything the government tells them, because the government can never be wrong. And that's BS. The government was wrong. And when they go into their local grocery store to get the jab and they're told by even the pharmacy tech who's given it to them, oh, these are safe and effective. You know, it's like, you know, what turnip truck did you fall off of to believe a pharmacy tech? It's not even a medical doctor. These people are there. There's no risk to any of these people. And so, you know, back in 2021 and early 2021, I came to the immediate conclusion that this was nothing more than a means to kill off as many people, so to further their capability of controlling the rest of us that are left over and engaging the rest of us in civil unrest and potential civil war.
Well, it's working. Their plan is working. And unfortunately, they're going after folks like myself and others who are telling the truth. Like, at the end of the day, here's the reality. This is the question that I'm asking everyone. If the jabs work, why didn't they? If the medications they told you work, like Paxlovid and et cetera and Remdesivir, why don't they? Why are more people dying now after the vaccine was put out than they were before? And why are doctors being beat down and suppressed and science is being challenged on science that we've known for decades? I mean, we know that zinc is an antiviral. Look at Zicam. Zicam is already approved and on the market to lower the length of a cold. Vitamin D is a known immunomodulator. It is completely preposterous for these people to think that the only way you can help with this is to get an injection. Dr. Jha, who's the new COVID czar, came out 2 weeks ago in a press release and said the only way not to die from COVID is to get a vaccine. That's a lie. That's against the COVID Consumer Protection Act, and yep, he should be held liable for that. But Dave, you know as well as I do, that propaganda is absolutely legal in the United States of America and has been since Obama signed it back into law back in 2012, 2013. It is legal for the government to lie to you. And they don't want us to tell the truth because it goes against their narrative. And the reason why Fauci wouldn't meet with me, frontline doctors, and all these other doctors at the beginning is because we said, let's have a public discussion about this. Let's show your science. Let's show our science. And let's let the people make up their own mind. They wouldn't do that because we would absolutely destroy them. And we are now destroying them today. But the problem, Dave, is this: the death and destruction of our people and our economy has already happened. And if we don't stand now, we're circling the drain, my friend. If we don't stand for freedom, and that's what this is about, freedom to choose, your freedoms for your family and your future. If we don't stand now, my friend, it's over. And that's why I'm fighting. And I want everybody to come join the fight and pray with us. Go to that website, fightwitheric.com. You'll be blown away the stuff that you see there.
I'm just wondering why you couldn't take Dr. Jha and make him a third-party defendant since he did the same thing. Of course, they're going to say, well, that doesn't apply to us. Really? Where's equal protection of the law under the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States? Or did you forget about that when you got appointed to your job? you know, this is the thing that really bothers me, is there's so many people out there that are on the same plateau. They're in the same plane. They're basically getting away with everything that you're being accused of. They're violating the act head on by even saying 100%. Anything about it.
100%. Dave, look at this. The FTC is who's coming after me. That's a trade commission. Okay. Their job is to regulate commerce. They're not the science behind this. The CDC and FDA are the science behind it. And the CDC and FDA have both made official documentation declarations that said, we do not recommend for or against vitamin D and zinc for patients for COVID-19. If a doctor wants to use it, that's their prerogative. If a patient wants to use it, that's their prerogative. So why has the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, decided to go outside of their purview, outside of their office, even outside of their oath of office, and act like a scientific branch? And even, listen to this, even when we showed them, I had three expert witnesses, world-leading experts on vitamin D, zinc, and COVID, and et cetera. The government tried to get all three of those expert testimonials thrown out of the case, and they allowed their expert to be in. Listen to this. The Federal Trade Commission's expert, we found this out through a private investigation, has never seen a patient for COVID. He's a virologist. He makes vaccines and got a $9 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Gavi, to make vaccines in 2020. This guy has 9 million reasons for me not to see the inside of a courtroom. This is disgusting. That's why I'm pushing so hard, because as soon as we win, we now can go after the insurance companies. We can go after the medical boards. We can go after the banks that debanked us. We can go after all of the Associated Press lies. They said that I committed fraud. I did not commit fraud. My information saved people's lives, and their suppressing it killed people. At the end of the day, that's the facts that people need to know.
Well, I mean, we're looking at, and I haven't even gotten into cancel culture on today's show yet. I mean, I'm looking at all these stories about COVID, all these stories about cancel culture, and Twitter is taken front and center in every single thing, and it's all coming out. It doesn't matter whether it's Hunter Biden's laptop or Hair Snipper Joe or whatever the case may be. All of this stuff is coming out. People are becoming aware of it. We've got, you know, damn near a million far-reaching people that are paying attention to this thing. And you know, the power hour. And so we're behind you on this 110%. And so the thing is that, you know, it's sad that they have to come up against you considering you got the science, but they don't want to go to trial, or they're trying to stall the trial. And one of the things that the federal government is good at, both civilly and criminally, is trying to break you financially first so you'll capitulate.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to do. I already know this. Because I've talked to other people, including district court clerks in the federal system, and they've told me these things. And so, you know, even if they were to get a judgment against you, you can discharge it in bankruptcy. But I don't know what that would do for your medical license. The bigger problem is they're coming after you because they want to cover up the lie. They don't want the rest of the United States of America to know they were lying about it. Folks, we're going to be back with your questions after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger, Dr. Eric Naputi, who is fighting the federal government to the tune of $500 million. And they're wasting tax money fighting this thing. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And man, I'm fired up today. We got Dr. Eric Napudi on the phone from St. Louis. Actually, he's on Skype with me now. So if you dial up Rumble and you dial up Brighteon after the show, as well as our video link on our platform on thepowerhour.com, you can watch this broadcast and share it with your friends, because this is pretty damning stuff that Eric is coming up with here. And he's got several different media outlets like Gateway Pundit, PJ Media, Nature Scientific Reports, and the Epic Times all siding with him now, because, see, there are all the back channel media seems to understand what's going on, and they can sit there and make fun of the QAnon and do all the things they've done to slam the frontline doctors, which I have donated to their litigation, trying to help them out. I've been a big advocate on this show of people taking ivermectin as a prophylactic. Even got my own supplies of everything. I don't have to worry about the government putting us in a cashless society and then saying, well, Mr. Krieger, since you spoke out and you had Dr. Eric Naputi on your show, we're going to cut you off and turn off your bank account so you can't buy these kinds of drugs again. This is what we're facing, folks. If you don't stand up and start screaming at your congressperson, because you see, it's Congress that can cut off the DOJ's funding. And when you cut off their funding, it's like you cut the head off the snake. So, you know, I don't know what else to tell you. And by the way, that's $500 billion that they're suing Dr. Naputi for. But they've spent, according to what Dr. Naputi has told me in the break, about $11 million so far to his $3.5 million. And so far, I mean, you're holding him at bay. I want to know kind of, and here's the thing, folks. If you've got a question, stop being quiet about it. 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number to call. We make it there for a reason, because freedom of speech is still allowed on this show. So you got every right to call up and ask somebody who is extremely knowledgeable about this stuff. I've watched Dr. Naputi ever since this stuff started to come out. People were dying in hospitals in New York City. They were just, I mean, you remember the casualty count that was going on in New York City hospitals, and nurses are going, man, they're putting people on ventilators and I don't get it. And doctors come out and they get on YouTube and they go, they're treating them for the wrong stuff. And I'm like, what the hell are these people doing? You know, they're killing, they're murdering people. Now I have to call hospitals what they are. Death camps. They're death camps. And I mean, if you let in, everyone I've seen that goes into a hospital comes out in a body bag. Dr. Naputi, welcome back to the show. And if you've got phone calls, now's the time to get on the horn and start asking questions.
Dave, thanks for that. I appreciate it. And you're right. I get fired up too, because I mean, if you think about this, at the end of the day, I hear people say, oh, I heard you got in trouble with the government. What does that even mean? Okay, so what did you do? They asked me. I said, well, I told people to take vitamin D and zinc during COVID. And I also gave away millions of bottles for free to people. Like, think about that. The government has lied so many times, it's not even funny. In fact, let me tell you this. One of the biggest lies that they told, the DOJ put out a press release. This is actually the press release, Dave, right here. And let me listen to this real quick. The press release is dated April 15th of 2021. This is the DOJ's press release against me, saying that I'm a horrible person, I committed fraud. And this is what the director of the DOJ said, or the FTC said. The defendants' claims that their products can stand in for approved COVID-19 vaccines are particularly troubling. Approved COVID-19 vaccine, April 15th, 2021. They committed fraud in this press release, because here is the press release from Pfizer BioNTech that says, hear ye, August 23rd, 2021, FDA announces first approved COVID-19 vaccine. So how could my statements say that I'm standing in for approved COVID vaccines by taking vitamin D and zinc in April 15th of 2021 when they weren't even approved until August of that year? How does that work? I mean, do you understand the level of crap that these people have stepped in?
Well,
this procedurally is a problem. This is fraud. So they defamed me because of this information. Their expert witness, they only have one. Their expert's never treated anybody for COVID, not even a practicing doctor. And he took a $9 million grant to make vaccines from Bill and Melinda Gates for COVID. And then I've got on my website, fightwitheric.com, we have 102 studies that shows the benefits of vitamin D for COVID. We also have over 70 studies that shows the benefits of zinc. We just put the brand new study up there, the November 28th study, that said that if you are deficient in vitamin D or in zinc, you have a 40% higher chance of dying from COVID. And we got the latest study that was just put up by the USVA's numbers, 600,000 person study, that said that we could have prevented 116,000 deaths in the year 2020 alone if we would have talked about vitamin D. How can they possibly prevail against what I'm saying?
Yeah, what I'm kind of curious to find out is what happens when your attorney gets in front of the jury and holds up those two pieces of paper and explains the disparity between the dates, and the jury's going, they're going to figure it. I don't care if there's 6 brain deads or 12 brain deads or however many are sitting on that panel. They're going to look at the dates of each of these two, and how can this happen just the way you explained it? Chance in West Virginia, you're on the phone with Dr. Eric Naputi. Go for it. What's up?
Hello, Dr. Eric. You know, Dr. Eric, they're using legal warfare against you. It makes me sad, but it also makes me damn mad. My heart breaks for you. The reason why I called, guys, is because now it's costing Dr. Eric millions of dollars. And Dave, you mentioned taxpayers are picking up tab also. So I have to make a suggestion, guys, and it's this. Use patriots out there. Now's the time to get off your asses and do something for the man rather than just talk on the radio. It's time to come to the defense of this man who's doing things for you. It's time. Are they going to sit back and just be content talking on the radio while this man suffers like this? Dr. Eric, what can we do for you, especially those of us who don't have access to a computer? Can we make phone calls? Can we do something? Can we get people to come to your defense?
Yes, thank you. So first of all, I know what this is. This is a battle, a spiritual battle. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against rulers of principalities of evil in high dark places. We need prayer, number one. Number one, I need prayer. Number two, I need ammunition. I mean, my gosh, I know some of us don't have computers. We have a Give, Send, Go account. We have a website that's fightwitheric.com. We can go there and donate prayers, and you can donate money. We need help. I literally have sold everything I have so that I can fight this. I just sold a house and a piece of property that I have so I can stay in this fight. Listen, I've been on my own since I was 15 years old, and I don't have a silver spoon in my mouth. I'm fighting this because it's the right thing to do. And my mother, God rest her soul, told me, if you have the ability to do something, son, you have the responsibility to do it. And I was raised from a young age to stand up and punch bullies right back in the mouth when it's the right thing to do. And you're right, I'm standing up for everybody. You can call our congressman, you can call your congressman, you can call the DOJ, you can call everybody. But at the end of the day, we've got the winnings of this on paper. We've got the science behind our side. We got the perfect venue for this case. I was supposed to start my trial last week. They delayed it again now until March because they don't know what to do with me. I need as much help as we can get. And I'm just going to say this. This has been really tough. I'm a tough guy, but this has been really hard on my family. I've got three children, and my wife and I have been together since we've been in the seventh grade, and we've decided that we're going to stand against this because it's the right thing to do, but I need support from we the people. This is going to be a huge victory for all of us, but if I can't get to the promised land because they break my bank because we're running out of opportunities to fund my lawyers, I mean, $150,000 to $200,000 a month in legal fees is ridiculous for anybody. So I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for sounding the alarm. People do need to get off their butts and actually do something. Guys, thank you, sir.
Listen, guys, I want to end with this. All you patriots, so-called, listening right now, this man is doing this for you. Now it's time for you to stand up for him. Don't let him down. Guys, God bless you now.
God bless you, too, sir. We appreciate it. Chance, thank you so much. Andy in Texas, you're on the phone with Dr. Eric Naputi. Go ahead.
Well, hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. First off, you know, they're destroying your family. And look what they did. They actually they got you out of the game, so to speak. Your whole mind, your whole set is winning this case. And you've got the proof and everything. But how is this affecting your work? I mean, is everything – I mean, this has got to be just devastating for you.
Well, let me just tell you something. I still see patients full time. I still am on the radio full time. I still travel across the country and tell people the truth. Let me just tell you something, my friend. You know, doing what's right is not always easy. And I'll just tell you that I've had many, many battles in my life prior to this that have conditioned me to be ready for whenever this giant showed up. And I'm ready to fight, and I'm willing and able. But just like the last caller said, we need support from we the people. This is bigger than me. I'm still seeing patients on a regular basis, still saving and changing lives, still educating doctors across the globe on what they can do to help their patients. So I am most definitely still in the game. But let me tell you this, if I didn't have this distraction, I could be playing the game a whole lot bigger and helping save the lives of a whole lot more people. Once this is over, I know it's going to lead to something even greater than we're fighting now.
And that's where I was leading to, is that, yeah, this is going to make you a better person, and hopefully it's not a rigged card, and hopefully you get to you present your case the way you're seeing it being envisioned and stuff. Hopefully, and I just don't see a whole lot of, truth coming out of a courtroom anymore. I mean, they suppress things that could be valuable. They do all sorts of things. And so when do you see, I mean, what is the spark that lights the fire under the American people's butts? Because something's got them just hanging in the bounds. It's got to be the fluoride. It's got to be all this stuff that they're doing. But people, maybe January 6th scared all these people. Why do you think these people are sitting on their butts? And I'm not a set on my butt guy. If I had some people that wanted to stand up with me, I would stand up with them.
You know, I think that's a really unique and interesting question. A lot of people have asked me that, and I'll just tell you, I know that everybody has their tipping point, right? For me, you know, I've seen behind the curtain for the past 20 years of being in practice. I know about medical tyranny. I know about lies. I know about what happens. But a lot of people are just now seeing it for the first time over the last 2.5-3 years. So I don't know. I can't speak for others, but I'm telling you what, if our forefathers threw tea in the pond because they were pissed about a small tax, we've come a long way of tolerating. And that's our biggest problem, is we have too much tolerance in this world today. And if we can get rid of the tolerance, and we can get back to the true values of what it means to be an American, to me, that's what it's about, standing up for yourselves and standing up for other people. So I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what else people can see or do to make a change. Unfortunately, most people don't do anything until it affects them personally. And I think now everybody's feeling the pressure of all of this.
Well, thank you for your time, gentlemen.
We appreciate that. Charles in Ohio, you're on the phone with Dr. Eric Naputi. Go ahead. Charles not with us anymore. Okay, we'll move along. I know it's just really, really frustrating. It has to be. What about a countersuit? Ever thought about that?
Yeah, of course we have. Did you know that it is almost impossible to sue the federal government back for them accusing you wrongfully of anything? There are amendments and laws that have been passed by guess who? By the government, that says that we come after you, even if we lie, we cause all these problems in your world, and you're right, and you could have actually saved people's lives. It is almost impossible, not completely, but almost impossible. We actually have a plan of action to go after the federal government to file sanctions against the lawyers involved, because they're bringing a frivolous lawsuit to the court. This is ridiculous. I mean, when you look at, from a common sense standpoint, when you look at this data and you say, oh my God, how did Dr. Naputi, plus a lot of other doctors, know this prior to COVID? Maybe we should not only apologize for ruining this man's life, maybe we should write him a check to make him whole again. And maybe number three, we ought to offer this guy a job, because he seems to know something that a lot of other people don't know. And if he was right about this, what the heck else is he right about? I mean, it's disgusting where we're at. We're going to countersue them, but it's very, very difficult to do that. We have to win this case first.
Okay, so those who have taken the jab were stupid enough to be fooled, or said, I got to keep my job. So I got to get the jab if I'm going to be, the military, look how many people quit and they won't let them back in, even though they've gotten rid of the vaccine mandate, so to speak, until the next health emergency comes up that they can sit there and lie to the American people again, which I don't think they're going to buy. But for those who've taken the jab, what have you been telling people? And I know you can't, as far as medical advice, what have you been suggesting outside the box as a treatment for people who have taken at least one jab? Like NAC, I mean, half of the people I know are taking N-acetylcysteine now, and zinc and vitamin D, trying to, knock out these spike proteins in their system. We've already seen what the forensic examinations have pulled out of people as far as these clots, the length of people's legs that look like calamari. These things are gross looking. And they have them in, they dig them out of people. These morticians are just freaking out, going, what in Hades is going on? And it's only among jab people. And they're running D-dimer tests. What are people supposed to do now?
Well, Dave, first of all, that's a great question. And we're learning more literally every day. And unfortunately, the majority of my practice time now is spent with people that come see me from all over the country that now are having these health challenges that nobody seems to be able to help them with. We're finding inflammatory markers. We're finding immune compromisation higher than we've ever found. We're finding issues with the heart higher than we've ever found, and in younger and supposedly more healthier people. We're seeing surprisingly alarming rates of increases in autoimmune issues, cancers firing back up, and I'm seeing reactive viruses like Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, and Lyme disease firing up again like you wouldn't believe. And here's what I'm going to tell you. People were coerced into doing this, and some of them didn't feel like they had a choice. And, you know, it's a really tough position to be in because we all tried to warn them. However, many of them had to make a decision that, quite honestly, they felt was only one way decision to make. And now that they're regretting all of it. So, number one, we've got to work on getting healthier as a whole. There's no magic potion or pill to fix any of this stuff. It's all about reducing our culture of sickness. I mean, Dave, if you look at our culture in America, we're one of the sickest countries out there, and we spend more money than the top 100 industrialized countries combined on healthcare. I mean, we have a culture of immunocompromised individuals because of the food we eat, the drugs we take, and the air we breathe, and the water we drink. So we need to detoxify the body, number one. We got to pull out all the heavy metals and toxins out of the body. Killing parasites is a very, very big, important thing to do, especially with this, because killing these parasites seems to kill off some of these other new weird things that people are having in their body. We're still real big on vitamin D and zinc and supporting the immune system, because at the end of the day, whether you got a vaccine or not, if you don't have enough vitamin D and zinc, your body doesn't know how to handle the immune response that's coming at you. So it's either confused in a hyper autoimmune response, or it's underproducting, and that's going to cause issues of cancers and other problems. So it's not just a magic potion or pills or NAC. All those things are beneficial. Pine needle tea, NAC, glutathione, vitamin C, high dose, gut health. There's new data that's come out that's shown that most people now are having issues with leaky gut, which is where 80%+ of our immune system is. And so supporting the healthy microbiota, the gut bacteria, seems to be a huge important thing to do. Now we're seeing all these, you know, the nanotechnology was originally made to carry cancer, chemotherapy drugs to the brain. And so now we've got spike proteins in the brain, and now we're seeing all these people that are having these neurocognitive degenerative diseases kicking up, and it's just disgusting. So high doses of B3 niacin have seemed to be beneficial for that, but it's all about testing. That's why everybody needs to get a good functional medicine practitioner, somebody that can test their blood, look at their DNA. You got to measure your DNA. If you're not looking at your genetics, you have no idea if you're methylating properly or not. This is a way bigger problem, Dave, than most people can even comprehend and understand, and it's going to get worse. And now that they're scaring us with the flu, RSV, and COVID, and they're telling us that there's going to be another pandemic that's coming out in the next couple weeks to months, that they already did another Event 201 2.0 out there. They already said that there's going to be a severe respiratory virus coming out of where, by the way? Brazil. Don't you think that's interesting? Okay. And they said it's going to affect your children more than COVID did. So again, it's all fear pornography. So instead of whining and complaining about problems, nobody's bringing solutions to the table. We've got solutions, but the problem is every time we bring a solution, I mean, I would love to tell you my protocol that I'm using for patients right now, because I know it would save people's lives, but the government sued me for $500 billion for telling people to take vitamin D. Let me go ahead and slay this dragon, and then I'll come back and tell you how to fix the problem that it caused. It's ridiculous where we're at. I mean, I'm a doctor. I took an oath to first do no harm. Yeah. Do everything in my power. I swore on the Bible to do that, and I don't take an oath lightly. And I know a lot of people at, I don't know, NIH, NIAID, FDA, CDC, all those places, DOJ, they definitely take their oath of office like it's nothing. Mine is serious. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, as opposed to, you know, our supposed healthcare system that's a friggin' joke.
No kidding. And I don't even want to go to my wellness visit because I don't trust my family doctor anymore. Dan in New Jersey, thanks for holding. You're on the phone with Dr. Eric Naputi. Go ahead.
Hello, friends. Two questions. Is it necessary or advisable to take supplementary vitamin K2 when taking daily high doses of vitamin D3?
Great question. Here's what I'll tell you about vitamin K2. So if you don't eat any vegetables at all, then you definitely need to supplement with some K2. It is not necessary for absorption of vitamin D. It needs to be vitamin D3. That's the kind of vitamin D3 we want. And we want vitamin D3 that it is in a healthy oil. It needs to be in something that's not soy oil, something that's not a canola oil. We need healthy. I use extra virgin olive oil in my vitamin D so it can be absorbed better. But here's one thing I'll tell you that I tell my patients. You take vitamin D, take magnesium at the same time. It helps with absorbability, and it keeps your other minerals from getting out of balance. You do not have to have K2, but it's not going to hurt you if you do have it, unless you have other genetic imbalances. A lot of people that have methylation issues, which could be 60 to 70% of the population, get a sour stomach or other problems if they take vitamin K2 with D3. So just be aware of that.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's great information. What are possible side effects of taking ivermectin?
Well, so ivermectin can cause Herxheimer reactions, which is like if your body's going to detoxify and kick out parasites and funguses and all the things that ivermectin can do, you could have diarrhea, upset stomach, constipation, fatigue, nauseousness. You could get kidney pain as well. Or a Herxheimer reaction is when your body detoxifies and you feel that flu-y sickness kind of thing. It's not uncommon, especially if you're riddled with parasites, bugs, worms, and et cetera. But ivermectin is a very, very safe medication. Ivermectin, most people don't know this. Ivermectin, originally in its original form, is a soil-based organism. It comes from the ground of in Japan by Mount Fuji, which is why there's a product that we recommend. There's a website called bestdetoxdrops.com. It's a detox formula that has a lot of the original formulations of that stuff in it. So ivermectin, very safe, very effective, not a lot of side effects.
Really appreciate the information. Bye now.
All right, thanks, Dan in New Jersey. We appreciate it. We've only got a couple of minutes left here with Bob in Missouri's on the phone. Go ahead, Bob.
I know someone who has Crohn's disease, and I'm sure that's going to be on the upswing coming up very soon. But one thing that could be done about it, and one person who did cure himself was Dr. David Rubin. What he mainly uses is homeostatic soil organisms, not probiotics that didn't help him at all, because it's been destroyed in this country. And so that's the main thing, the homeostatic soil organisms that will help get that gut back in shape. And it's been destroyed by Monsanto, you know, Roundup and all that stuff. Or what's the point of the FDA? The most important thing is our soil, and they've let it been totally destroyed. So we're at war, and look up David Rubin, Historian of Digestive Health, homeostatic soil organisms, and you might be able to help a lot of your patients there. Anyway, good luck, man.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Bob. Yeah, and so in closing, because we've got 1 minute left here, Dr. Naputi, this whole scenario, there's a new study out, as a matter of fact, that is now finding evidence of long-term natural immunity from COVID if you've already had it. Yet they're still telling people that have already had it to go out and get the jab again, already knowing what the results will be is you will get it, and it's possible if your immune system is compromised, you will die of it. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you being on the show. He has a Give, Send, Go account. Go to fightwitheric.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Fightwitheric.com. Thank you.
You've got it, folks. Now's the time to kick in the cash. You got to help this guy out. It's helping all of us. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow. God bless you, sir. And I'm going to pray for you right now that God is on your side no matter what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to hear a big amen for this man right now. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. Say it. I want to hear you. And then go to Gibson Go on fightwitheric.com and help this guy out. We'll see you tomorrow. Dave Prieger with you on the Power Hour. Knowledge is power.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.